From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A security measure is signed into law. The U.S. Congress completed action Tuesday to end the government's collection of telephone call data and to turn the task over to American telephone companies.
The ayes are 67, the nays are 32. The bill is passed.
The Senate voted 67 to 32 in favor of the legislation, already approved by the House of Representatives. It was then signed by the president.
Que les membres de la FIFA m'aient conféré ce nouveau mandat.
A different president, World Football Federation President Sepp Blatter, resigned Tuesday amid an unfolding corruption scandal. Blatter was re-elected to a fifth term as president just 4 days ago. He ordered an extraordinary Congress of the Football Federation to choose a new president. He said he will retain his presidential powers until then. The acting director of U.S. Airport Security has been removed from his job after undercover agents succeeded in carrying fake explosives and weapons through security checkpoints 67 out of 70 times in recent tests. Homeland Security Chief Jay Johnson said he has reassigned the airport security official Melvin Carraway to another position within the Department of Homeland Security. Johnson named a new interim TSA chief, its current acting deputy director, Mark Hatfield. Johnson declined to describe the results of the recent security checkpoint tests, but said he takes them very seriously. Boko Haram militants Tuesday attacked the Nigerian city of Maiduguri. The city is slated to host a new base of operations aimed at defeating the Islamist group. Reports from the city say fighters used rocket-propelled grenades in the attack but were unable to advance beyond the city limits. This is VOA News. Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir was sworn in Tuesday for another 5-year term in office. Mr. Bashir promised to fight corruption, improve the economy, and bring relations with the West back to what he calls their natural state. That may be difficult, though, as Mr. Bashir is wanted on genocide charges by the International Criminal Court. The UN Refugee Agency reports heavy fighting and a lack of food in two South Sudanese states that are forcing more people to flee their homes. Lisa Schlein reports.
A surge of fighting between South Sudan's government and rebel forces has uprooted tens of thousands of people in Unity and Upper Nile states since the start of April. It also has forced aid organizations in the region to withdraw. As a consequence, the UN Refugee Agency reports 650,000 people have not received critical humanitarian aid. UNHCR spokesman Adrian Edwards says there was a sharp increase in the number of people fleeing to neighboring Sudan, Ethiopia, and Uganda in May. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
U.S. President Barack Obama says Israel is losing international credibility over whether it is serious about a peace settlement that includes a Palestinian state. Mr. Obama made his comments in an interview with Israel's Channel 2 television broadcast Tuesday. The president was asked about Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's pre-election statement earlier this year that there would never be a Palestinian state under his watch.
I think subsequently his statements have suggested that there is the possibility of a Palestinian state, but it has so many caveats, so many conditions, that it is not realistic to think that those conditions would be met anytime in the near future.
Mr. Obama said in the interview that Israeli politics are motivated only by fear. Rescue crews in central China continued Tuesday to search for survivors of a passenger ship that sank during a storm on the Yangtze River. The Xinhua News Agency says only 14 people out of the 450 aboard have been rescued. 7 bodies have been recovered so far. The U.S. State Department says senior U.S. officials met in Oman last week with representatives of the Houthi rebel movement that has overrun Yemen. The Wall Street Journal first reported Tuesday that Houthis held talks with Assistant Secretary of State Ann Patterson. The former ambassador traveled to Saudi Arabia and Oman recently to try to encourage the parties involved in Yemen's conflict to negotiate. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.